rather gruesome, rather wrinkles like a walnut.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Particles and Waves on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This show is an eclectic music program that runs for the next hour. And, well, it's been kind of a celebratory weekend. We had Canada Day and that long weekend, and then today is, of course, the American Independence Day, so all my American friends are celebrating or, you know, contemplating what it is, as Canadians really did as well. I think this year, having the Canada 150th year celebration really actually ended up being a lot more about introspection and understanding of the type of country that we think Canada is, that we want Canada to be, that we imagine Canada to be, and what it actually is and what we can do to sort of get those two things much closer together in reality. So I, in the spirit of Canada Day nonetheless, or at least in the spirit of celebrating some of the things that I love about Canada, you know, musically, because, yeah, I did want to give a shout out to my American pals by playing a song called American Love by a Canadian band, nonetheless. It's the Fast Romantics. I played them last week. I've been listening to their album, which is also called American Love, this week, and I've really, really enjoyed it. So, yeah, this is the title track from that. I've got another track after that by another Canadian, Declan O'Donovan, who I went to go check out and was sort of jumping around his different songs, and I wasn't really hearing anything that really jumped out at me, and then he shifted a chord progression, and I was like, oh, there it is. I get ya. All right, I'm interested now. Which, when you listen to as much new music as I do, these things start to jump out at you, and when they do, it's something really, really special. So, yeah, I'm going to play a song of his called Reckless. I've got so, so, so much more coming up. A little mini history lesson, a little bit of stuff to look forward to throughout the rest of the year, some goths, so please stay tuned.
Light. water, I'll give you wine. Give you a miracle if you just give me time. Give me medicine and I'll fall in line. Keep the world under my thumb. How do you like feeling numb? Reckless with your love. Love left me alone. Don't ever leave me alone. I'm reckless with your take it away. Give me a deeper shade of this city's autumn gray. Give me one reason to stay. Give me a reason not to go. You gotta need me not to go. I'm reckless. Reckless with your love.
just a clue as to what it might take. What kind of clothes, what kind of car? I got money, not afraid to spend it. I got a girl, not afraid to end it. I got moves that I stole from JT back in the day when I had games.
Daydream, look at her, she's everything. Causes one to make a scene.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was a song called Boys Like You from the Ontario band White Horse off of their upcoming album Panther in the Dollhouse. Also want to give out actually a special shout out to White Horse, because when I was doing research for this show, I came upon a CBC live play of this new album, but it included a live set of one of my favorite songs from their last album, which was called Evangelina, and the singer mentioned that it was written, inspired by, and was dedicated to the sex workers of Canada who took a case all the way to the Supreme Court, and that the Evangelina of the title is a superhero sex worker, which is just about the coolest thing and exactly the type of music and exactly the type of thing that I want out of our Canada and our Canadian culture. Before that, Declan O'Donovan with a song called Reckless off of his album Broken Sky, and at the top of the show, American Love, the title track from the Fast Romantics' most recent album. I said earlier that I listen to a lot of music. I probably still don't listen to as much as some other people do. You know, I don't review music professionally or anything like that. I am just a big super fan. But at this point, I've gotten to a place where it doesn't really necessarily take me that long to identify what I like about an artist and, you know, if they pique my interest. And I'm sure that some of them, you know, my approach tends to be fairly in line with the ADD sort of brain that I have. And I'm sure that I have missed out on some people, but the ones who jump out at me right away, I tend to fall for and I fall hard. And I was on one of my long Spotify walks a couple of days ago, as you do, came upon an artist from Seattle who goes by the moniker of Cataldo, and hit play on one of their songs. Really, really enjoyed, you know, initially and instantly having a lot of fun with what it sounded like. But then I started listening to the lyrics, and oh my God, like, the lyrics alone have kind of probably catapulted Cataldo's most recent album, Keepers, probably into at least the long list for my top albums of 2017, because this is someone who has just some of the best lyrics and some of the most literary and beautiful, poetic, evocative lyrics I've ever heard in my whole life. And I listen to a lot of music. And yeah, so I'm a little bit speechless other than that. So I wanted to play a track from Keepers that I absolutely adore, which is called Person You Would Be Proud Of. And definitely give a listen to the lyrics if you can, because it just will blow you away. And after that, I've got a track by Hooray for the Riff Raff called Hungry Ghost, and following it up again with even more evocative, you know, very, very literary lyrics, because the Mountain Goats have a new album out. It's called Goths. It's about goths, and it's about what you would expect. I've only listened to it a little bit, but I love it already. So, yeah, I hope you enjoy this set as much as I do, because it's I really, really do.
An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
In the words of Henry David Thoreau, it's not what you look at that matters, it's what you see. Multicultural Ministries is a national, cross-Canada, non-profit organization that runs temple tours and gives unique perspectives into different religions from around the world, including Buddhism, Sikhism, and Islam. To find out more about them, the tours they offer, or to book one, please visit templetour.weebly.com.
Person you'd be proud of.
You just heard a track called Rain in Soho by the Mountain Goats off of their new album, Goths. Before that, Hungry Ghost by Hooray for the Riff Raff off of The Navigator, and Person You'd Be Proud Of by Cataldo off of the album Keepers, which I highly recommend that you check out. It was, as you know, it was Canada Day. It was the Canada Day weekend, and a lot of time was spent nicely in reflection. There were definitely fireworks, there was definitely beer, there was definitely a lot of red and white and patriotism, you know, as you do. But I, being a music nerd, want to show my patriotism through music, so I've got two sort of highlight songs that I wanted to talk about a little bit. And this is the first one, because when I was in my final year of high school, and going through my very first heartbreak and like all those very rich formative moments, I was in a dance class and one of my classmates put on this song and was teaching us choreography to it, and I was just so entranced by this song. I was like, this is something I haven't really heard before. So I went out and bought the CD, and I still have it somewhere. And thus began my lifelong love affair with Stars. They just dropped two singles a little bit earlier, in late June, and that they're signaling that an album is coming later this year, and it will be, it's been over 10 years of loving this band and following them and seeing them perform and taking in each new album as it comes and knowing, you know, seeing them grow as I grew. I've been with them for it'll be 5 albums that I've been an active fan for. They only had Heart and Set Yourself on Fire released when I discovered them. So I wanted to play that first song, that initial song by Stars, which is called Look Up. And especially for when I heard it and the emotional space that I was in, it really just spoke to me. And then, of course, if you're Canadian and you are between the ages of like 23 and 35, maybe, and you went through a breakup in the mid 2000s, Set Yourself on Fire was your jam. It's a Canadian rite of passage at this point to have a breakup and a heartbreak and get through it using kind of the definitive 21st century Canadian breakup album. And Stars has kept going since then. So yeah, I want to kind of run back to their roots a little bit. So this is Look Up from Heart.
Your friends hold the lullabies. They watch the way the night lies. Soft sounds at taco radio. Hearts wrapped in blankets, laying low. Hearts wrapped in blankets, laying low. You're cold.
Just a waste. So sorry that I pushed away, but I'm on your side. I'm on your side. There is just one place to. I'm on your side.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts downtown at Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, the Cinematheque, the Fall Tattooing, Selectors Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, Vinyl Records, Sakura's, Classical Records, and Beat Street Records.
What would we do without our friends?
Tune in every Tuesday from 8 till 9 p.m. for Inside Out with your hosts AJK and Zia for exciting new dance music.
Of oxen, feeling for an exit, with fingers stiff as branches of a tiny bonsai birch, bark falling off in strips, leaving nude wood white, so bright and raw scar glow, like a fresco angel, except starved and deranged though, and for an exit trying, through blindness and time, if I wasn't when I am, but I'm on.
Yeah, right, okay.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard a track called Proactive Evolution by prog rapper. His name is Yoni Wolf. The project is called Y in capital letters with an question mark. And the album is Mo Lean, which is a very, very interesting take on, I don't think I've heard prog rap before. That's pretty neat. Before that, Elisabetta's Letter by Wood Pigeon off of the Short Skin EP and Look Up by Stars off of Heart. We are coming into sort of the last few minutes of the show, and my second sort of featured song to celebrate Canada, to celebrate Canadian music. There has been a lot of Canadian content throughout this whole show, but there are some things that are near and dear and close to my heart, such as Stars and their album Heart. But right around the same time also was Metric. And really, Stars, Metric, and the New Pornographers were the first three bands that I encountered that were Canadian and were amazing and spoke to me as a 18-year-old, and have still, to some degree, speak to me now. And there's an absolutely amazing Vulture article called Rock Isn't Dead, It Just Moved to Canada. It was published in mid-May, and it talked about, it did check all of those three bands and sort of talk about how when the indie rock scene collapsed in New York, it kind of moved up into Canada. And the big innovation, according to Vulture, was the women in these bands, that they were really featured prominently, that they did, you know, they weren't just like pigeonholed. They weren't, you know, indie artists and all, you know, alone, and they weren't being pressured to sort of do the Liz Phair shift to mainstream pop. They were just members of these bands, in some cases front women of these bands, and they made amazing Riot Girl style punk pop, punk indie pop weirdness, as Metric did, and that's what I'm going to play. And yeah, so I do actually recommend checking out that article, but Metric is kind of a powerhouse. They've definitely gone the most mainstream over the past 10-ish years that I've followed them. And I wanted to go all the way back to their first-ish album, you know, which is called Old World Underground, Where Are You Now? It's not technically their first album, but the one before that was shelved for a really long time. So Old World Underground was how Metric introduced itself to the world. And I loved that sound so much. Their first two albums had a very distinct lo-fi sound, and they've kind of gotten away from that in the past few years, and I miss it quite a lot. So I want to play a track called On a Slow Night, which is one that doesn't get played a whole lot. It's not necessarily talked about as much, but it's one of my favorites. And really, again, so proud to know that this scene and all of this music is getting made in Canada, especially since when I was in like junior high, CanCon was a chore and a half. It was like Nickelback, Celine Dion, Treble Charger on the outside, Sum 41. But now I've never have problems fulfilling CanCon, Canadian content requirements. And my journey into sitting in this chair began with Metric and Stars and all of that.
That three-way meal.
Metric with On a Slow Night off of Old World Underground, Where Are You Now? Earlier today on Twitter, I actually put up a poll and asked for people to be honest about which album, Metric's first Old World Underground or their second Live It Out, was the better album. And I'm pleased to say that I have been validated that it is, in fact, Old World Underground, even though Live It Out has what I like to call like atom bomb songs. They're so good that they just kind of overshadow everything. But I am running into the last 5 minutes of my show. I have time for one more song, and in keeping with the theme, it's gonna be the New Pornographers, because they're the last part of the holy trinity of musicians that sort of introduced me to all the amazing things about Canadian indie rock. Again, also, I've been following the New Pornographers' career for over a decade. I've seen them live at this point maybe 5 times. I think it's creeping up on 5. And I've loved almost everything that they've ever done. And I want to go all the way back again to their first album, Mass Romantic, where they never expected to ever do anything else. This is a band that's made up of independent musicians. They all have their own careers, and they come together every once in a while, and they make just magical, amazing stuff. And their best rock song, I think, still remains Slow Descent into Alcoholism. And so I am going to play that. Of the three Stars Metric and the New Pornographers, the New Pornographers were the first that I saw in concert. Still a child, still a little baby 17-year-old Mia. And at the apex of Slow Descent into Alcoholism, I knew I was in love. So thank you so much for listening to Particles and Waves, and please enjoy.
This is Phil Plait of BadAstronomy.com, and you're listening to